from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Shout out to that boy, Young Zell. Yes, yes, sir. One more time for the good time. Great to see the homie Zell last night. We welcome
absolutely,
you
absolutely
in here to the Wednesday, July 31st edition of D-Lo and KC.
Saturday of summer is over. Going into August, which is the Sunday of summer. Back of your mind, you know Monday's around the corner, a.k.a. the fall, a.k.a. go back to school.
You get your stuff off. It's good. It's good. Yeah, keep at it, too. Keep at it, because I was out way past my bedtime last night.
Oh, man, that boy was outside last night. It's crazy, man. So I didn't even get to link with the Brody last night, but he was outside. The streets was talking.
So that level of crankiness might hit at about 1:30. My sleep score was like 60. My sleep score was like, bro, what are you doing? You 44 years old out here acting like you 20, man. Stop playing.
You got to do what you got to do, man. You got to do what you got to do.
I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
We're in here, man. We got some changes to the USA lineup already. Jason Tatum in the starting lineup.
Who came out of the starting lineup?
Joel is out. Anthony Davis is in. I think Drew Holiday is out. Yeah, Drew Holiday is out.
They're trying to break up my team.
See? You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Bron's Beijing barber didn't make the trip.
Oh, yep, definitely didn't. And I don't think Just For Men made the trip either, because that beard looked a little different.
That's what I was talking about, the beard.
Oh.
That's all for the documentary when it was the gold medal with a gray beard and all. Wow, 40 years old, and he still led USA.
LeBron going to dye his beard like even grayer before
the
gold medal
that's
game.
That's what that is.
LeBron a fool, man.
He's going to look like Uncle Drew.
LeBron's never forgot to dye his beard once, and today, this time he did.
No, LeBron, he cracked me up because he'll, like, have a game like when he played for the Lakers. He'll have a game looking like he looks like today, like kind of, you know, haircut, no dye in the beard. Say today's Wednesday. For the Friday game on ESPN, jet black beard, jet black hairline.
Look like he's shooting a train wreck all over again.
Tatum passes the ball. He passes the ball. Why couldn't he play before? He passes. They say he don't pass. He don't play no defense.
Who said Tatum
They're playing
can't
great
pass.
Defense. He's passing the ball.
I don't know. I hope Joel get the Tyrese treatment and maybe just sits on the end of the bench today. Joe needs some time to recover, man.
Well, he in there now. They not enough. One game ain't gonna do it. One game sitting out ain't gonna do it.
Joel, why don't you go watch track and field the rest of the time?
Right? Don't do that to Joel. Watch, there's been so much disrespect to Joel Embiid this whole morning.
Yeah, it's been mostly perpetuated by you.
No, it hasn't. I've been defending him. You were there. I was on a phone call earlier.
Yeah, that was a weird call to walk into. I didn't know who you was arguing with. It sounded like he was arguing with Adrian Wojnarowski or something. I was like, hey, what the hell?
That was my man. That was Allen, the Bears fan right there, okay, man. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, but he was sick of America's crap. I'll tell you that. I walked in. I was like, hey, you want me to leave or you want to do this KSFM business? And no.
And having to defend Joel all day. Don't have him go watch track and field all the time.
I love Joe. I'm just worried about him. I just don't think my man is healthy.
I don't know if he's going to be healthy.
He ain't that dude on the screen because that boy.
What he needs to be healthy is he needs to get in better shape.
But right, so James kind of brought that up a second ago in a roundabout way, but he can't because he can't get healthy. Like, he's using all of his energy to get healthy, and so when he does or gets healthy enough, it's like we were talking about that last that stretch in the postseason into the regular season. Like, he's living to play games. There's nothing he can do at that point, and it's made worse now by the fact his season ends. He's recovering. But he's recovering for this. And so in a normal season, you're recovering, you're getting your health together, you're gradually building back up to doing stuff while still getting your rest, and then you start training, and then you work on your game, you work on your body, you do all of that stuff. He's not going to get that opportunity. These guys are going to be in Paris for another, 2.5 weeks, close to 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. And so now we're talking about the end of August. He's going to be in camp, a month later?
Yeah,
a little over that.
Yeah.
So the idea of getting his body, he's not going to get in shape this season. The best he could do is get, or not this off season. The best he could do is just get healthy, and he's going to have to do it in a month and some change. That's going to be tough. That's what. And you're right. One game isn't going to matter. Mm-hmm. Like, he needed the full USA time to be at home and recoup and relax and get better. But maybe this is where Paul George comes into play, Tyrese Maxey comes into play. Maybe this is where your grand, Kenny Caraway 76ers plan comes into play, where you let those guys handle it, so to speak.
Let me ask you a question. You might know more than I would. And shout out to NBC as we go back to 1985 with no score on just the game, no score. You'll never know what.
I was literally just complaining to Kyle 85. About that. What are we doing? No, put the scoreboard up.
We went back to 85, no score.
Well, we do it differently in the Olympics.
But it's like playing in a retro mode on NBA 2K. Like, they don't have the score there. This is awesome.
Tatum just hit the side of the backboard. Hell did he just do?
Ignore that.
Kerr messing with his head, man. Blame Kerr. No, I'm messing with you, but. Joel Embiid's season ended late April.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't report for Team USA until July.
Mm-hmm.
How much rest is needed? Asking an honest question.
Yeah. So a lot of athletes I know, and these aren't the Kobe's, these aren't the LeBrons. I'm talking in a more general term. I had this conversation with Tamika Catchings. We're talking high level athletes. A lot of them will take the first month is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's purely off feel. It's you're doing your whatever body stuff you do, from massages to cryotherapy, cold tubs, whatever that. You're seeing you're probably still in your city, so you're seeing your trainer and all of those different things, and everything is based on feel. If you want to work that day, you do. If you don't, you don't. But it is all based on feel. That's all it is. You keep movement, but it's not structured. You really don't start structuring until you get a few weeks out. Mm-hmm. And then once you get there, and again, this is just in my experience, once you get there, that's where you start building out. It is still primarily about recovery, but you're working in cardio. You're not even working in a ton of on the court stuff because you want to stay off the court. Mm-hmm. And then as more weeks go by, that's when, okay, you start adding a little bit more. And it's literally, it's literally a ramp up. Mm-hmm. Like you start ramping up. But the important part to the ramp up is the first part. Mm-hmm. And that's the rest. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the rest, the ramp up becomes more difficult. And some people don't do the ramp up. Some people just get right back at it. And it, but to me, in the thing about Joel wasn't healthy. He wasn't. Mm-hmm. He was playing in that postseason, banged up. He was playing, I think, injured. And he was just trying to kill this narrative of he can't win in the playoffs. He was trying to get the 76ers as far as they could go. He was trying to win. Like, that's what he was trying to do. And I don't know how much rest he needed because I don't know exactly what was wrong. But I know my man wasn't healthy. Mm-hmm. And so everything I'm sure he has been doing during that, would you say, May to July, mm-hmm. is to get ready for this. So there's probably a limited amount of rest, but not at a complete elimination of basketball.
Let me ask you this as well, because this, and I never trained like a NBA player, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure there's a difference. But isn't my thought is they're the one and the same, getting in shape and getting ready for Team USA or whatever is one of, like, if you're...
I don't think they are.
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, because I think you can, because a lot of these guys, you'll get in shape on like a G trainer or an elliptical or something along those lines, not on a basketball floor. Because if we're talking about, so you're talking about getting in shape, and correct me if I'm misunderstanding what you mean, getting in shape, losing weight, building muscle, like the things we talk about as non-athletes, mm-hmm. you're talking about the general term of getting in shape.
Yeah.
I don't think you don't want to push these guys to try to get in shape solely on the basketball floor out the gate because of running on a G trainer or burning calories on an elliptical is significantly different than running on that hardwood. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to run on that hardwood nonstop to try to burn calories to get in shape. So you pull that out a little bit. You get to that point. You absolutely get to that point. I just don't think that's where you start, especially as you get to be like, can Davion do it? Yeah, Davion can do it. Mm-hmm. Davion can do it right now. Shoot, De'Aaron could do it right now. There's going to come a point where you don't want to do that anymore. Just because of the mileage on the floor on your body, you don't want that. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that they're the same. You can make them the same. Uh-huh. You can make the getting in shape and on the basketball floor. About. You can absolutely make them the same. And maybe in this situation of Joel Embiid with that truncated time, maybe that's what you have to do. Yeah. But ideally, I don't think that's the way you want to approach it. Because if we're talking about eliminating or reducing wear and tear on the body, mm-hmm. you don't want to try to reduce it by being on the same surface that creates the wear and tear.
That's understandable.
Like you talk about Luka getting in shape. If we're talking about pulling 20 pounds off of Luka, pull it off on an elliptical, a G trainer, something that's more low impact than getting up and down, you know, 94 feet of hardwood.
That makes sense. That's understandable. It's just, but it's like my whole thought would be if you're working out on your game, you're still getting, like if you're working out a certain way, I know it's maybe wear and tear on the body. Your physique should change and your health should change. Your conditioning should change if you're doing it a certain way, which I believe all these guys are, the Embiids and everybody else like that. You see the photos, they're soaking wet, you know, from sweat and all this other stuff. So you combine that with better diet, like there should be a physique change to a certain degree, right?
Well, absolutely. That's just simple. That's not even athlete stuff. That's right. Just simple body mechanics. Like if you're but you kind of you mentioned the most important part that I think a lot of people don't do, and it's the diet. Mm-hmm. Like you can work and you can grind, you could do all of this, but if you're still eating trash, mm-hmm. it's not gonna help. And again, those are things that you can get away with, and every person can relate to this. Mm-hmm. 24, 25, 26, you can train and eat and be shredded and have stamina and do all this different stuff. But as you get to be 30, 31, 32, for me, when I hit 30...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
36, everything changed. It's like, I better eat perfect and I better train perfect, because if not, my whole world's going to be different.
Right.
And that's, to me, eating right is significantly harder than training. That's a significantly tougher discipline, because a lot of people, they don't want to give up the stuff they love. Mm-hmm. They don't want to give up. Like, we talk about Shaq not taking things serious. Dwight didn't either. It's just Dwight wasn't fat.
Right.
Like, Dwight was a physical specimen. Dwight would tell you to this day, he was eating candy and drinking sodas and doing all that nasty stuff.
Chad,
like
Johnson would during it, famously same thing. Do all that stuff.
Same thing. Like, imagine what those guys would be. Imagine the longevity of those guys if they were able to take care of themselves a little bit better. It is 13-10.
We've gone into 2024. This is great. Now I know the score.
And KD's in the game, so it's over for you, hoes. This boy about to cook. Perhaps the greatest international player of all time. That's been the discussion over the course of the last couple of days. It's a watch-along with D'Lo and KC. You're happy. We're happy you're here with us. Lots to talk about as we get rolling with you for the next 4 hours on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to the camera people who are working the Olympics. This is a callback to last weekend. And he's fine. You can chuckle at it now, but admittedly, I was chuckling at it in the moment. When Steph banged knees with someone on Serbia,
yeah.
The camera, shout out to the director, immediately goes to Steve Kerr. And all I could think was, Steve Kerr's entire career is flashing before his eyes right now.
Yeah, that look.
I mean, it was clear pretty quickly. Steph was fine.
Yeah.
But there's a moment where he's like, oh, and he's hobbling around, and the camera catches Steve, and Steve's like, he's just frozen, looking ahead like, oh dear God, no. Take anyone but him. Steph, and he wasn't even talking about USA. He's thinking about his future in the fall.
I mean, Reese got a good kick out of I don't know what was going on, but in that first half, we talk about Steve Kerr not playing Tatum and all this other stuff. Steph Curry kept getting subbed out. Like, he'd commit a foul, get subbed out. I was like, damn, does Curry have three? And then he gets back in a little bit after that, and then he commits another foul, and he gets yanked out. I was like, is that four on Curry? No, it was the second foul. I don't know why he kept getting subbed out after the foul and playing like 2 or 3 minutes. It was interesting to see. Real quick, I wanted to mention something we talked about during the break. A couple of people, Coach JT in here, talking about, you know, it was a movie last night, the Golden One Center with Chris Brown. We talk about LeBron James,
mm-hmm.
and what he does at this point in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching last night as a phenomenal show was taking place with Chris Brown. 2+ hours
mm-hmm.
of high energy entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Chris Brown ain't young.
He's not.
Chris Brown is 35. Not young. 35 years old. The way he was moving
mm-hmm.
for 2 hours. I mean, he's LeBron James level freak of nature
mm-hmm.
up there. It was very impressive.
Absolutely.
Very, very impressive.
How different. Never mind.
Uh-oh.
We'll save it for the commercial. Oh. It's kind of touchy.
Okay.
I feel like Chris Brown had something that derailed everything. For a really short period of time. What if that had never happened? Because I feel like part of the dialogue around Chris Brown or people who don't like Chris Brown is that. And by the way, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
If that had never happened, he might be looked at a little bit differently,
mm-hmm.
universally. Like, Usher doesn't have that, right?
Right.
But Usher has this, like, weird... Usher has this weird decline where it felt like he was trying to find himself musically. Like maybe he had kind of fallen out of the young R&B kind of sound, and maybe he was looking for something else. And so he started to dabble in, you know, there's the EDM joints.
Which I thought was actually pretty good.
No, but I mean, most of his, he doesn't really have a, like what you would quantify as a bad album, right? But he has albums that are different, and you start to hear this evolution of sound. And then the residency happens and the Super Bowl happens and this like Usher resurgence happens. And then he drops an album that you feel like the album he just dropped that's him. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants to do. And that's back to that R&B, you know, icon type sound.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris never had he never had a decline.
No.
His music has been, I don't mean this in a negative way. It's been the same. Like the LeBron comparison isn't off. Like he's been putting up 28, 8, and 8 for decades now.
And one of the crazy things about him is, I was talking to my wife about it last night, how much music he has put out. For a guy like myself, that might actually be a negative. Because Chris Brown comes out with a 32-song album. Mm-hmm. I'm not listening to 32 songs mm-hmm. on an album. Like, I'm not. So I might not check for much of the album because I don't want to hear 32 songs. But in the same vein, he's put out so much music that I salute, that I tip mm-hmm. my hat to, the fact that he's put out that amount, that quantity of music for so long. It's and he's still making hits, like hasn't gone anywhere. But mm-hmm. to your original point, I do wonder what that would look like, because to a certain degree, and he's talked about it recently, and it's to this day, he's had to kind of do a lot of it on his own. You know what I mean? There mm-hmm. hasn't it, because he's not maybe accepted by everybody,
mm-hmm.
record labels,
mm-hmm.
Agencies,
PR
and all
people,
this other stuff.
Yep.
They don't touch him.
Yeah.
And he's had to go out and do all this on his own, the touring, all this other stuff. He's kind of got it out the mud because of what happened earlier in his career.
Mud he created. Yeah.
Mud he created, man. So he's been able to get that done, man. Salute to him.
Shows a hierarchy, too. It's terribly unfortunate. The act is terrible.
Mm.
But it was Rihanna, and that makes it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Because you cross someone who's bigger than you.
Right. And they was also looked at as like probably like the it couple at mm-hmm. the time. You know, they were.
For a minute,
They were looking at the young royal couple, so to speak, in the music biz. And not only did it not work out, but it ended in such a tragic fashion that, you know, that's something that's going to.
And there are a lot of people who will not.
Yeah, something that's gonna
be good with
forever.
That. Yeah. And that's understandable.
Yeah.
However, there were 15,000 some odd people last night who came out to see that dude, and my goodness.
He's amazing.
Sacramento was jumping last night.
Sacramento was jumping. Listen, real quick, we can go back to sports.
So 26-14 right now, USA in the second quarter.
Derek White has some big plays.
Make that 28.
He's letting them know I should be out here. The last night, like you said, Sacramento was just going crazy last night as far as just the people. Saw so many people I knew go to Instagram later. So many other people that I didn't see was in the building. Like, it was crazy last night. But the craziest moment, maybe in Sacramento history for me.
Oh, my.
Walking to the car, leaving Doco, across the street from Doco. And a guy says, you know, talking to me and the wife, you know, selling, you know, they sell bacon wrap hot dogs and shirts and stuff like that out there. You know, sell.
Shout out to the hustlers.
Yeah, big up. Well,
oh,
this guy was a different level. He said, hey, man, you know, got shots for you and the lady. And if you want this fifth right here, I got this for you, too. Just bag of weed.
Yeah.
I said, sir, I said, no, thank you. But as I walked away, I don't know if you can do it like that.
Well, to be clear, you're probably not supposed to be selling bootleg T-shirts outside either, but they do.
Yeah, that seemed like another level.
It is a different level. I'm sorry, sir. Were you not at Soul Bloom when you walked down that long, dark road back to Richards Boulevard and they're offering you ecstasy on the way out?
True, but that was also under an overpass.
They knew a lot of people at Chris Brown were going to be turned up. Hey, you want to take it to another level? Here's some.
But he was like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the openness of.
What are you,
was,
a cop?
he was right next to the people with the bacon wrap hot dog.
Just say no, thank you, and
like,
keep it moving.
You want one of these? I didn't have no problem saying no, thank you. But I don't. That seems like, I don't know if you can do that.
I'm not clear on the California laws. If you are just able to sell weed outside of the Golden 1 Center, I would assume not, given the amount of hoops. Like, I know the hoops
that's what I'm saying.
Our people at Crystal Nugs had to jump through to get the spot on J Street. I'd imagine you can't just post up on J Street and go, hey, KC, you want a couple of pre-rolls here?
Not to mention he offered a shot. Like, he had his ice chest with all the liquors in there. It's like, hey, you and your lady want a shot? $15 for a shot.
Still cheaper than the arena.
Yeah, for real, for real. But I was like, no, thank you. And then I kind of thought about that the whole way back to the car. Like, if a cop came by, would he just say, hey, you can't do that? Or would he be taking a trip around the corner?
Well, if a cop walked up, I'm guessing he wouldn't go, hey, you want a shot or some weed?
Who knows?
He might just sit there quietly.
He could have been around the corner. He could have been right there 5 feet away. He wouldn't even know.
Apparently, it could have been you, the way you talking about this, man. Oh, 21 Jump Street over here.
I just saw him. I was like, that's bizarre.
Bizarre.
That seems like a little bit more than, hey, close that up, sir.
I remember.
Get in the back of this car.
I remember being jarred after Soul Bloom. Like, yeah, no, ecstasy. No, I'm just trying to go home, bro. Like, I absolutely don't want that. Thank you. I'm desperately trying to get down Richards Boulevard and get out of here.
And the poor guy was just happy. Just, hey, all right, man, no doubt. Enjoy your night. I was like,
apparently, he wasn't a poor guy then. He was happy. Bro got alcohol and weed after a concert. Like, what's there to be sad about? My man kicking it. Also, you are kind of snitching on this man. Now the cops are listening. Like, hey, what's? Hey, pull up the video.
Casey said he was by the hot dog vendor on J Street.
Hey, man, look, I didn't get no description. I was just like, he was there.
Hey, Casey, that was a happy dude.
Obviously, he doesn't care. Like, clearly, he doesn't care.
My man's living.
He was just there.
He living.
All right, there. So you may have a. He may have a deal worked out. I don't know. Maybe he's got a license.
Yeah, that seems like a stretch to me, man.
He didn't seem like he had a worry in the world, so he must be good. He must be good in the hood. I'm not that hop. I'm just telling a story. Didn't get no description.
21 Jump Street here. Kevin Durant entered the game and just changed it.
It's over.
He just completely changed the game again. I think it was a 2-point game, a 3-point game.
Yeah.
When KD came in. It is not now. It is a 19-point game. I think South Sudan has scored 4 points.
Well, you play Jason Tatum, you see what happens.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
Jason
that's
Tatum
it.
Hadn't gotten back in the game.
Tatum, I think he's back in now. Where's my – nope, Steph's over there. Nope, it's not. AD back in. I think Kyle said, thumbs up, Kyle, it was 29 and a half. Yeah, spread was 29 and a half. I didn't think they'd get that. But yeah, I think that it just felt like that's a lot of points for a 40-minute game, a team that played really well. I thought they'd win comfortably, but now I'm leaning towards the spread here.
Coach JT is correct. Derek White is hooping. Derek White balling.
All the discussions.
He,
balling.
He probably got, what, about 9 points? Nine points?
If I could
couple
find
steals.
The box score, I tell you.
Like he hooping in his roll off the bench. Well, he didn't start last time either, but still.
All the discussions around TMU USA have been so extreme, too. Like, Tatum not playing, that was a whole thing. He's starting today. They lost. They beat South Sudan by one. They're probably going to blow him out today.
Well, you know what it
like,
is?
Everything
I will,
is just
I
so...
I will say this, though. I don't understand why you guys act like that's not bizarre that Tatum didn't play a minute. Like, it does come, like, hey. I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but this is one of the, we talked all year how he's top five. It's criminal that he shouldn't be in the MVP discussion. And the fact that he doesn't play a minute is jarring a little bit.
I found it weird, but I didn't find it jarring. It was just like, oh, okay, it's probably not the direction I would have gone, but okay. And I don't even know that I said this. The direction I would have gone is very wrong. The guy who I thought might not get a ton of run was Book. And Book was fantastic this weekend, so I'm just going to shut the hell up when it comes to Devin Booker. Talk about guys that are playing. Let's be clear. LeBron James has 10 freaking points. Right now, LeBron James is 4 of 5 from the field.
Man.
Kevin Durant has 9. The old dudes,
Kevin Durant just came in like a minute ago.
The old dudes are absolutely running this Olympics.
Yeah, these guys are balling.
Bam got 6.
AD?
Where's Derek White? Derek White got 7.
AD playing great defense as well. I've seen a couple blocks from AD. So they're cooking. Embiid's the one who hasn't played yet.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if he doesn't. They said Bam wasn't going to play. Is that what they said today?
That's what Windhorst said the other day. It looks like Embiid is probably going to be that guy.
I was going to say Bam's playing.
Because they don't have no disrespect to him, but the South Sudan doesn't seem to have like a, you know, slow plodding big man. They seem to be, you know, a lot of wing.
Full of Japanese point guards.
A lot of wing players, you know, almost 5 out type guys.
5-3 players. They could hit threes if you're not paying attention.
they got some guys with height, but they just don't have like the slow plodding big man. All the guys with height are like the guy at the stretch or at the dunker spot, something like that. And looking at it right now, this is it. I wouldn't, Joel Embiid can play with anybody, but this would be maybe a tougher matchup for him than Serby, especially if he's not 100% healthy or feeling like himself.
Man, that's a beautiful shot right there. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
All right. It's 40-23 right now. USA is running away with this. LeBron, KD, and Bam have missed the combined 2 shots. This was funny. I didn't relay this. I told you that Kevin Durant had 9 points. He's 6 of 7 from the free throw line.
Getting to the line.
He's 1 of 2 from the field.
Getting to the line.
That boy, KD.
The ultimate score. The ultimate score.
So we'll keep you updated on that. We'll have a nice little watch party here as Steve Kerr and Ty Lue yuck it up on the on the sidelines, knowing they're not going to have a repeat of what they had a week and some change ago. When USA and South Sudan played for the first time. Look at LeBron. Is there an MVP of the Olympics?
Oh, you see who's in the game? Everybody playing today. Good for him.
It's Ty, yep.
As he should, get a little tick.
There you go, Ty. Get it up, baby.
Cash up.
There you go,
cash
Ty.
Up. Cash
there you
up,
go,
Ty
baby.
There we go. That's my boy. Cash out. He should get a little run.
He got a fade. He's really leaning into that.
maybe he told Coach not to put him in until he got a haircut.
Well, I like this is why Ty's hair looked so weird the other night. He's growing it out, but he put some product in it.
Well,
and the product made it look like Ty. What decade are you bringing back with this look? But it looks good today. Got that first 3 up. Got to feel good to get his first Olympic shots in.
Yeah, get a feel for it, man. Get him out there. I think Charles Barkley said something the other day about Tatum and Halliburton not playing. And, you know, I understand,
you know, why somebody might not play. But Barkley was like, you asked me to do all this and come all the way out here and do all this other stuff. You got to find some minutes for me.
Ty with a step back three. Come on, man.
You telling him I should be out here, coach?
Ty with the step back.
I should be out of here, coach. But I understand it may not always work out.
But it was one game, though. Like, if we had gone two games without Tatum playing.
Well, he had played, what, three games? Tyrese, right?
Oh, Tyrese, yeah. I thought you were talking about. I don't think I even realized he hadn't played in the previous two games.
Yeah, he hadn't played in a few games. So, Barkley was talking about, hey, man, you know, come on, man. You can't find no minutes for me.
Mm-hmm.
After the sacrifice and dedication I made to be part of this team, I understand it. I understand Steve Kerr, though, too. I understand mm-hmm. you don't have 48 minutes. You have other rotations that you've got to work. So I understand both sides.
I also think we sometimes look at the coaching position of this team, Steph for three, like, oh, it's just easy. Like Chuck Daly, like our number one goal is not call timeout and golf every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy, that is not this.
Yeah, those days are over.
You're kind of at the point, if you're this men's coach, you, especially with this group, mm-hmm. you know, LeBron is here, mm-hmm. Steph is here, KD's here. There's no built-in excuses. This isn't the World Championships or the World Cup. Mm. That's not what this is. You can't be the coach that loses. Mm. And no matter what Steve thinks privately of this team, he saw the South Sudan game, and I hate the, oh, you know, sometimes the guys just need that. Hey, it's cliche, and I'll buy it. Sometimes you need that. Mm. You need that scare to refocus. And Steve's thinking about at least I would think, Steve Kerr is thinking about what it takes for, like, hey, what puts us in the best position to beat this team? What puts us in the best position to beat that team? He can't be the coach that loses.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how you could think not playing Jason Tatum would be the answer to that, but, like, I'm also not a coach.
Right.
And I don't have the film that these guys do. There's a reason he did it. He obviously feels very differently today. And he's comfortable in his decision. His team is playing well again. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a bit sympathetic towards him in that everyone looks like, oh, you just got to go out there and win the gold medal. Meanwhile, he's like, I can't lose the gold medal. All
right.
Like, there is no acceptable scenario for me, for all of us, for this country, than to win the gold medal.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's all he's thinking about.
Yeah. No, I'm with you 100%. Something I was thinking about the other day, I want to ask you. I know it's the Olympics. I know the world is bigger, clearly, than what we focus on here in America. But has basketball, men's basketball specifically, has that become the premier event in the Olympics?
I don't think so.
I only say that because it was jam-packed in that arena on Sunday.
Yeah.
They were going crazy. They were talking about how there was a bunch of NBA jerseys
mm-hmm.
in that arena.
They're the biggest stars for sure.
I'd still say the men's and women's 100 meter dash is maybe number one.
Yeah.
But if you told me, then maybe it's only specific to Team USA though, because like you said, they're the biggest stars. But it feels like
Team USA. Yeah, the women's game the other day drew 3 million people on TV.
Yeah, I mean
that's a huge number.
Yeah, I think they are climbing up the charts as well. But I feel like Team USA men's basketball might be the biggest draw in the Olympics outside of the 100 meter dash.
I don't think it. I think you're on to something. I don't think it's the biggest draw, but it's easily the most star studded. Mm. Like because in track, like if you talk about Shakira, like you got a couple, mm-hmm. right? You got 12?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got 12 stars or 11.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry. That's bad. I was kidding.
Well, you're actually right.
I was kidding.
Well, actually, we can shrink that number a little bit more.
You've got 12-ish NBA stars right here. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got LeBron, who's probably a bigger star than any of these guys in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Steph's probably not far behind. KD's probably not far behind that. And they're all in the same spot.
Right.
Versus if you have a massive soccer star and a massive track star and then the massive swimming stars, they're all over the place. But you got three of the biggest stars in the entire Olympics right here all at once. So I think it's the most star-studded, but I don't know that it's the ultimate draw. But the numbers might support you. You might be right.
Sal in the chat says he still thinks it's gymnastics and track over basketball. Maybe. I think basketball might be ahead of gymnastics, but I could be wrong.
I definitely think that's your preference.
The basketball and track and all this?
Basketball over gymnastics. I think you would rate swimming the lowest, then gymnastics, and then track.
The lowest of the big boys.
Yeah, yeah, that's swimming what I mean. Still, that's what. Well, yeah, those are pillars. Swimming is a pillar. Track is a pillar. Gymnastics is a pillar of the Summer Olympics. But am I wrong in that? Track
probably so. Do you think we'll get a gauge of that? I mean, we could do it right now if we like really dig deep. But pause. But do you think we'll get a gauge of that in 28? What ticket prices?
Oh, good one. No, because you know what that could be tied to is America. Like, if, for example, if the biggest track star is Jamaican, and I'm not talking like Usain level, I'm not talking about cross, like he crossed so many, you know, boundaries. It's crazy. But if the biggest track star is on the Jamaican team versus the U.S. team, I think the ticket won't be as high as if the biggest track star was on the U.S. team. Like, everyone will want to get to see that.
Yeah.
Again, unless there's a star that transcends the way Usain Bolt did, it's not going to matter what country they...
If anybody out there, you know, because we always give our audience homework to do, I don't know if it's as simple as just a quick StubHub Google search, but what's the most expensive ticket at the Olympics right now? I think it's still something in track, or the last day of track or something like that. That would be my guess.
Could be Simone. Or could have been Simone.
It might be. It might be. That's what I want to see. I don't think I still don't think anything's bigger than the 100-meter dashes.
If Simone was here in 28, and I can't imagine that she is, but if she's here in 28, or if we could move this Olympics to Los Angeles right now, I think she'd be the biggest draw in the Olympics.
Maybe it's a preference thing. I don't think anything beats track still. I think those 200-meter dashes, if you tell somebody, you know, I got tickets to the 100-meter final, the 100 and the 200, too. People really like the 200.
Now, the 100's crazy, though.
I think those two.
That's 9 seconds.
Okay.
you are building your whole day around, like, what's going to happen during that.
Yeah.
That is what's funny about the final boss's like, analogy. It's like Stacey gave this, like, long, like, Olympic, like, analogy thing, and I mean, I was listening to her, but like to take like a piece of what she said and think, you do all of that training and it all comes down to 9 seconds.
That's the trip, right?
And then the guy who wins is looking back at you as he crosses the finish line.
Jackass. Securing the Bagley, he doesn't have numbers for us, but he says track and field is the highest and basketball I can see that. Is next.
Basketball's after track. Okay, salute. All right.
I don't know if anything's going to be ever bigger than track.
Track
and field has that when you get to those finals.
Yeah, and I think part of it is the rap is the quickness of it. Like, this is a 40-minute game.
Yeah, yeah.
This is you settling in for it. Track, and it is over in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
We'll come back. I thought it was TC. Someone asked us about who's taking a step up in the Western Conference. Somebody asked us that on the phone yesterday. We started to answer. We got derailed as we normally do, but I wanted to get into that. James Ham's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. We got some NFL stuff to discuss as well. Of course, we've got the game on with us. We're happy that you're with us. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We faced this issue we were talking about in 08. I think I told you that story. I went to the 100-meter final, but we had two tickets to two different events. The 100-meter final, and I think it was the men's tennis final. So it really boiled down to this. Do you want to see the 100-meter final, or do you want to see Roger Federer? and we went our separate ways. I wanted to go to the 100-meter final. She wanted to go see Roger Federer. So she went to go see Roger Federer, and I went to the 100-meter final. But we faced this decision that we're talking about because they happened at the same time. And the thing was, like, you may never see Roger Federer again. Mm. I might never see this 100-meter final again. And that's what happened, and both were right. Man. Well, at least I'm sure she's seen more 100-meter finals if she wanted to, but I've never seen Roger Federer.
Mm. True.
And I've never seen anyone turn around as they were crossing the finish line.
That was, come on, man. Like you said, but it's preference, right? Like, my preference is basketball and track. It doesn't mean those other two aren't, when I talk about the other two, gymnastics and swimming and even tennis, it doesn't mean it's not amazing. It's just, I if I have a chance to go see those things, I'm always pick those two first. That's all it is, personal preference.
For sure. For sure. USA women, Australia scored late in that one. And it looked like it could get a little dicey for USA, but they wound up getting their win in the women's soccer, and they're on to the quarterfinals to face Japan on Saturday morning. Early Saturday morning.
What time? Like 3?
6 a.m.
6 a.m. our time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not too bad. That's prime time for good old D-Lo.
Well, it's prime time for me. Yeah, but maybe not for everybody else, though.
Well, it's not prime time
for Ryan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd be up for an hour at that point.
Like, Jazz was telling me some funny stories about Ryan yesterday.
She's funny. She's just funny in general.
Hey, she said, you are the only person that exists in Ryan's entire world. She showed me some pictures of her sitting on your lap, and she just has that look of, like, I run this on her face.
She does, too. She does. She's not lying.
No.
That's my girl.
I think it was TC that asked us yesterday. Someone called in, and we were talking about the Western Conference, and someone asked, like, who do you think is going to take a step up? We talk about teams, you know, falling back. We talk about the, you know, what Denver might look like, what the Clippers might look like, what some of those teams might look like, how they might fall back. But when you look at the teams that didn't make the playoffs, are there any teams that are going to step up? Mm. And I know a lot of people are fixated on Houston, which I understand. It felt like they were in the conversation a bit. I think too many people are pulling out the pen to write them in, and I don't necessarily agree with that. And I also think there are some people who are too high on Memphis. With that said, Memphis is the one I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are people asking if Memphis is going back to the 2 seed, and that's tough for me. Like, if they pull that off, Ja Morant's the MVP.
Yeah.
Like, if they're having a 2 seed type season, Ja Morant's the MVP. But could I see them back in the conversation at like 8, 9, 10? Absolutely. If they play well above what my expectations are, there could they be in the top 6? Sure. I saw Mike Miller said something today about Ja Morant and how he's ready and all this different stuff. And my first thought was like, man, let him be. Like, don't. I understand you're hyping your client. Like, I get that.
I didn't realize that was really what was going on. I didn't know he was the agent and that was his client.
Yeah.
We're talking about Mike Miller.
Yeah.
Former NBA player Mike Miller.
As his client.
Yeah, I didn't even realize.
And I get, like, again, I get he's hyping him up, but. My first thing when I saw that from, I think it was Shams, was, oh, don't do that. Mm. Like, let the brother, like, he went through so much last year, from the suspension to the incredible hype when he returned. Like, I think he had a game winner the day he stepped back on the floor. Mm-hmm. And, like, they were off and running, and then the injury. Just let the man be. Like, again, I get as an agent what you're doing, but, like, just don't put too much on him. Let him get through this. Let him start the regular season in a bit of a, for lack of a better, like, peaceful, no baggage, no weight. He got all of that behind him last year. He really does. I mean, in no way. Is I think it was a torn labrum, or in no way is an injury, a season-ending injury, the best thing for you. Mm-hmm. but the ability to start with a clean slate.
Right.
No suspension. You've already answered all of those questions. You've already dealt with all of that. Now you're coming back from injury like countless other players have. You have the ability to start fresh. I got my eye on Ja more than I do Memphis. But if we're talking about those bottom five teams, I think even more than San Antonio and Houston, Memphis is the one I'm most curious about.
Yeah, I agree with you. Memphis is a team that I look at and I expect them to be in the playoff picture. I don't see them necessarily being like top four, but I could see them being anywhere from five to eight or nine. You know, I do. I think they're going to be clearly better than they were last year, but they're going to go back to being like a good team with everybody there, if everybody can stay healthy. So I understand everybody's optimism for a team like Memphis. Like you said, I think they're going a little too high, you know, with the expectations. But I'm all in. I think they're going
to
be
two seed seems crazy to like they're just picking up. That's just it's not even the same basketball team,
right?
And to me, that is completely unfair, not just to Ja, but to the guys on that squad.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is a completely different group. Like they're going to have to find a way to establish themselves here a little bit. They're going to have to find same coach. There's a lot of the same elements there, mm-hmm. but the team is very different. They're going to have to find ways to establish their own path here.
One of the things I would think about with them, if I was talking to them and coaching, and I'm sure Coach Jenkins is talking to them about this, they need to make sure that they're not just resting on the laurels of, we have everybody back, so clearly we're just going to be better.
Yeah.
You know, like there's work that needs to be done. Like you guys, not only were you guys not at a high enough level last year, whether Ja was there or not, teams around you have gotten better. It's not the same Western Conference it was 2 years ago. So you're going to have to be prepared to not only do the work, but not rest on just your name and saying, oh, Ja's back, or, you know, we're back together, so we're good. You got to get to work. I don't think that's going to be a problem. That's kind of what they're built on. That's what they do. But that would be the one thing that I would talk to them about is like, hey, make sure you're mentally ready to execute all the big proclamations that you've made so far. Ja was doing the same thing. Ja was talking the other day, and I don't expect him to like cower or anything like that, but he was talking the other day like, you know, I'm about 80% or whatever, but can't nobody stay in front of me even now, so it's good. So maybe Mike,
okay,
just,
Ja,
maybe
down,
Mike just
man.
Taking the cue of his clients.
Yeah, I mean clearly I didn't see that. I didn't hear Ja talk. I completely missed it.
I don't know where I heard it or saw it. It was maybe local.
Still like, good in the West.
Those vibes.
Okay.
But he was because somebody asked him where he's at. And he's like, "Are you feeling like you're 100%?" He's like, not really 100%, you know, but I'm good. Like I feel good. I feel really good. You know, I just got to do some conditioning things and, you know, trying to ramp it back up, be ready for the season.
Yeah.
So I'd say if I had to put a number on it, I'd say I'm probably about 75-80%, and still nobody can stay in front of me at 75-80%. So it's good. I was like, oh, okay.
Jared Allen is not getting traded by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mm.
He's agreed to a 3-year, $91 million extension that'll guarantee him $131 million over the next 5 years.
Mm.
I'm a Jared Allen fan, so I had no problem with that.
So they're running it back.
Yep, 100%.
Running it back with the new coach. So we'll see how that works out. They were a 4-seed last year.
I'm sorry. Who is it again?
Don't tell me. Don't say anything. Just
it was. It was Jay. Oh, I know who it is. I got it. I got it.
It's Borrego.
No, it's Atkinson, right?
Correct.
It's Kenny Atkinson.
Atkinson went there. Yeah. That's right.
JB runs through my mind just like
JB is. Where's JB now? He was hired
Detroit.
Okay. And then you know I think
Detroit.
Right.
Yeah, he's with Detroit. That's like the yeah. Oh, JB.
At least he's getting paid.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, JB had to. So we saw it coming, though. We saw it coming.
Yeah, that's our Cleveland insider. Cleveland insider gave us word that was on the way. So, yeah, Cleveland's running it back. They are running it back. But I
feel like a mistake.
Well,
Are they?
Yeah.
I guess they are running it back, but was it just a bluff? Are they calling Rich Paul and Darius Garland's bluff? I don't even know if they actually asked for a trade. Because remember, they said the story was
if Donovan signed an extension,
they were going to ask for a trade. Donovan
that wasn't
signed.
A quote, though.
No, no, it was a belief. It was a report that was put out there. So,
but when
maybe it didn't happen
when the draft rolled around, wasn't there a story that Darius doesn't want to be traded? Am I making that up?
Yeah, I don't.
I might be.
Maybe there was, and maybe that was.
He may not
want to be traded.
Doesn't.
But maybe it's just, you know, to quiet the rumors that was out there before.
Garland said he doesn't want to be traded.
It's right there.
There it is. Okay, that was tough to find. Those are just rumors. Yeah, I don't have any interest in being traded. So that's okay. Now this is coming back to me. The Spurs inquired about him. The Spurs inquired about Darius Garland. I think that's where we first. I think that's where this most recently popped back up. But it's a legit. I mean, people are really high on Kenny Atkinson. He's a guy who had a really small sample size in Brooklyn, and I think people really bought into the idea of Kenny Atkinson. And I don't mean this in a lower like level than what he is, but like as a development coach, like he can take a young guy and help them become like a solid NBA player. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's particularly what this Cleveland team needs, but I think this Cleveland team needs to learn a way to play together for a more sustained period of time, not just an incredible run, like smack dab in the middle of the season, you know, Oreo cookied with just two bad stretches of basketball.
Yeah.
And so you think this is a bad idea. I don't know what this Cleveland team is. Roster wise, I really like it, but there was something there that didn't click.
Roster-wise, they're a fourth or fifth seed that might get out of the first round but won't get out of the second round, really, I think they needed to switch it up finally and not make some drastic, crazy move. But
here's the difficulty. What does that even look like?
I would have traded for Brandon Ingram. I would have traded Jaren Allen for Brandon Ingram.
I would have did that deal, too, if it was available.
Because they got three. I'm sorry, Jesse. They got three non-scorers and guys that can't stretch the floor in the starting lineup.
I was going to say, too, like, kind of along the lines of that, like, who's their number two, like, after Donovan Mitchell?
Darius Garland.
Is he, that's not good enough? Like, people want Evan Mobley to be that, but he's not there yet. Like, it's just not good enough.
I guess that's the real key is what does Evan Mobley become? Because right now, he's just a good ball player.
Evan Mobley's their Keegan Murray. Like, he's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call.
Maybe there's a little bit more urgency with Evan Mobley than there is with Keegan Murray, because it's De'Aaron and Domas.
Right.
Whereas over there, it's Donovan and Evan Mobley, because I think that's what most people would say. You hate Evan Mobley notoriously.
I don't hate Evan Mobley.
So
I don't hate any of these people
Evan Mobley is at the bottom of your Cavaliers power rankings. It's Donovan. And then I think I would go Jarrett.
I like all these guys. Darius, all, I'm not even answering these questions.
And then probably Mark Price, Craig Elo, then Evan Mobley.
Well, I didn't like those guys back
Maybe J.R. Smith is over there.
I didn't like any of those guys back then because I was a Jordan fan. So, yeah, get a mic.
Booby Gibson.
Brad Doherty. He used to always miss dunks.
Brad Doherty.
We used to talk about him.
Welcome back to the NBA,
at the playground. We used to talk about him at the playground in first and second grade. Oh, you missed the dunk on the monkey bars. Then, he pulled a Brad Doherty.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.